I'm going to begin saying some things tonight that I want you to catch a hold to because I want you to live long and strong. How many of y'all want to live long and strong? Yeah. You want to have your own capacity, right? Are we in agreement here? I want to have my own capacity. I want to flow, know how to flow, and know how to stay. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you so much tonight for this class. The Holy Spirit who teach us things unusual. We thank you for every person that is here present and that those who will join us by a different technology. But most of all, we need you unfolding this new territory that we're in that always was made for us to have. And so help us to be open to receive so we can change some things in our life and live a better life. We trust the Holy Spirit. We trust the name of Jesus. We trust your love. We trust grace. And we trust communion with the Holy Ghost. So thank you tonight. In this class, have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Write these things down if you will. I'm a little ahead of time, but it's okay. Write these things down. Premature death. Premature death. We need to deal with that. As Christians, we need to know that God has designed us not to die prematurely. And when I say prematurely, I'm not talking about so much about numbers now. I'm talking about eternity. I'm talking about living according to how God promised us in Psalm, I think it's 91:16. Look at it. 91:16. Look at it. These scriptures must become substance to us. What I said? Substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So these faith must become our spiritual substance to rely upon and understand them, that we can apply them to our lives and get results. So now the first thing I tell you, right, in the body of Christ, premature death has to be stopped. Now, when you say premature death has to be stopped, what are you saying? You know, the Bible got some numbers, 70, 10, by reading the strength, 40. The Bible talks about 120. But those numbers are marking point, but they're not marking point for people who know that they can live longer they want to live. Right. See, with long life, notice what he says. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? So I see this. Long life must be in salvation. You see, but I have to know how to deal with it. And, you know, I buried a man 58 years old the other day who really loved God. But that's too young. That's premature death. And so we have to understand that we can live long. We can live strong. So you got that voice. You need to look at that voice quite often. And you read the whole psalm. You get a whole gist of it. But we are designed to have ever-increasing life, ever-increasing health, and ever-increasing youth. Yes, sir. I prove them all from the scripture. Yes, sir. You see, growing old is a habit that the race have taught us. Yes. And we're learning from one generation to another generation. Now, you live long. Living long and growing old are two different things. Yes, sir. Living long calendar-wise and clock-wise, you're going to have some numbers by your name, but if you go by the numbers, you're going to skip the scriptures. You see, I'll satisfy you with a long life. Ain't no number on that. How long you want to live? So now, what I'm going to address is premature death and show you how to get around that. Another thing is, now this is going to be a shocker, your permanent sickness. Permanent sickness. You know, a lot of times Christians accept sickness as incurable. And so they allow that sickness to stay with them the rest of their day. There's no such thing in the scripture as permanent sickness, permanent disease. There's no such thing. It's a man-taught ideal. And the third thing I want to deal with is, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Poor performance in your body. Your body begin to perform poorly. That is not of God.
That's right.
Now, religiously, traditionally, medically, and a whole lot of other ways we've been taught to live, but poor performance in your body because you have lived long.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You notice how I say that?
Yeah.
Because you have lived long, okay? The fourth thing is placing your confidence in man more than you in God. Those things have gotten us in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Those things have gotten us in trouble. Let's read a scripture to open our eyes to something in Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33. Nobody never know what I'm going to do. Just come on to church. I have no rituals to stick by. In Jeremiah 33, verse 6, powerful verse. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. So basically what we're dealing with, and we talk about long life, we're talking about being free of sickness and disease. And we're talking about this health. Look at Psalm 107, verse 20. How many know what that verse said? Okay, I see one hand. Psalm 107, verse 20. Who else know what that verse said? That's why we got to study. He sent his word. You can't lift your hand after now if you didn't know after you see it. After you see it, all of us know it after we see it. He sent his word to heal us. So there's healing in the word, right?
Yes, sir.
So he sent his word to heal us. And God designed us to live long.
Yeah.
And to live healthy.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, the church, when you talk about renewing your youth, now coming, you know, renewing your youth, staying young.
Yes, sir.
You know, now you got some people act young. They're not young. Because you got to act it, you don't know you have it. See, you can't teach this without looking at this wonderful verse in Psalm 139, verse 14. We'll be going over that verse over and over again. It signs as well as the biological factors of our bodies, as well as the scriptures, prove that God made our body to renew itself.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Don't take this for granted. Don't take this lightly now, because this is not an everyday subject being taught. The law of perpetual renewal.
Yes,
write that down. The law of perpetual repair.
Okay.
Write that down.
Yes, sir.
The law of perpetual reconstruction.
Yes, sir.
Now, through ignorance, and sometimes through spiritual ignorance, physical ignorance, spiritual ignorance, mental ignorance, we violate principles and spiritual laws to prove that we're right. And all the time we're wrong and we're working against ourselves. You see, again, looking at it, how we were made, I found out over the years, I should have known this many years ago, that our body is made to renew and replenish itself.
Yeah.
Amen? Can y'all talk to me? If you sitting there right now, new cells are coming into your body. God made that body with that body, but old habits. You get 45, 50, you start talking old talk. Then the people say, well, you know, girl, I got this. Well, you got to have something. Why do you have to have something? Why you don't have health? You see what I'm saying? Now, it is so strong in my heart for the church, apostolically, to teach the church this, is that you could have been down for 45 years suffering with the same thing. And if you learn what the Spirit of God is saying to us now, you can go in and receive what is rightfully yours. Now, if you're going to fight it, you're not going to apply faith to it, and you're going to become satisfied with what you have, well, you're not going to move up to the scriptures where you say you're satisfied. You got to be, when you say I'll satisfy you with a long life, that must be a life where I don't have poor circulation, poor movement. And what's good about it, you can take it right now. Now, where's the man place that Satan worked? Oh, y'all know that in your mind. In your mind. So just like you can, when you renew your mind along this line, guess what's going to happen? Your body going to come renewed. Your body going to come up to the standard of your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But when we've been taught poor thoughts for centuries, year after year after year, you know, and we think old. So when we think old, what we think next after we think old? When we think old, what's the next thing we think? Act old, what else happened? Sick. We think sick. Because I got a certain age, I got to be sick. You got to flush that out. See, not only does the word heal us, but look what John 15:3 say about the word. The word cleanse us. We need to be cleansed of thoughts of natural living. You know what the Lord told me? I was riding my golf cart. I was riding, and the Lord says, people who live usual life can't stand people who live unusual life. I said, oh, Lord. I said, this is confusion. I said, I don't want. He said, no, let me tell you why they can't stand. They don't understand. And so what I'm teaching you, I remember one time reading, about 30 years ago, Advanced Course of the Bible. These are things that in the spirit realm from heaven to earth will enable you to live an advanced life. Now, we have people who've been living that life already. I don't know if they quite all knew what they were doing, but the way they carried themselves, their cells was not interrupted. Now, the renewal process that is in your body, every moment of the day, right now, going, that you can neutralize it by wrong thinking. Talk to me now. See, you neutralize it by wrong thinking. So here in Psalm 139, let the Bible speak for itself. May everybody else be silent. I am so excited. I study every day along this line. I see it so clear. And the Lord been trying to get this to me, to show me that, you remember I used Joshua and Caleb. The other day, and I used Moses, how Moses grew, and he still had his sight and stuff like that. So we are behind.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. We are behind, and with the Bible. And so now, the Bible says to rightly divide the word. So just like renewal, the Bible talks about renewing your mind, Romans 12:2, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And the Bible talks about renewing your youth.
Yes,
so that's your body.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, when he says, and then you have to know it, you have to be conscious of it, and you have to think properly.
Yes,
and you have to talk properly. And you have to believe properly.
Yes,
and you have to know how to receive and reject.
Yeah.
Me and my boy, two of my boys walk in the morning. The third boy gonna join me in the morning. We walk about 6 o'clock in the morning, about 2 miles. And my sons, and while I'm walking with them, I'm training them and talking to them about a lot of things. man pulled out his yard. He says, old man, don't let them boys outwalk you. He just don't know. Them boys trying to keep up with me. Because I don't think like that. Put your hand here. I don't think like that, see? See, you see what I'm saying? And I said to my boys, I said, now, you see, that's where it came from. He been trained that from a child. He don't know no better. You can stay with great vitality, great movement, and still do a flip. Yeah, see? And so, you listen to me? Y'all better listen now. You better listen. It's very important. So when the Lord says, praise him, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous is thy work. And then he make this statement. Put it up there, Psalm 139:14, so they can see it over there. Psalm 139, you got it in your Bible?
Yes.
What it says at the end?
My soul.
Now here's my question. Here's a supposition, or here's a suppose. Suppose your soul don't know. Yes, what happened to you? Yes, what happened when your soul don't know? 3 John 2. See, you're not going to live in hell. Beloved, worship all things, you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So if your soul don't recognize that God have made you in a renewing, you have a renewing ability on the inside of you all the time. And it's fight off sickness and diseases, and you can stay healthy all your life. Not that you're not going to be attacked. But now with these insights, if I'm made like this, if my cells are constantly being renewed every minute of the day, what caused me to grow old? This and this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your thoughts and your mouth. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:19. It's all over the Bible. You know, some of them will call it a new doctrine and all that stuff. I ain't got no time for that foolish, man. I'm trying to live, man, and do what the Lord wants me to do. You see what I'm saying? But what we do with these scriptures, are telling us something about who we are and what belonged to us. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, now look what it says. First word. What? Next word. No, ye not. What? No. Do you know? What? Know you not that your spirit is the temple of God? My what? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. What you have of God, and you're not, you don't have a right to be sick. Now, this same Holy Ghost, there in Acts 10:38, look at it, keep your finger there, we'll come back. The same Holy Ghost, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. So he healed them all, didn't he? That same Holy Ghost. Your body belonged to that same Holy Ghost. That same Holy Ghost that anointed Jesus live on the inside of you. And what he anointed Jesus for in that verse? To go about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. So if he live on the inside of me, he can do the same thing. And here the scripture tell us, go back to 1 Corinthians 6. Go back. Live long and strong, children. What? I mean, Paul said, what? You don't know this? What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? With that same anointing in Acts 10:38 that he put on Jesus is permanently living on the inside of you. Ready to manifest. Now, I know there are great arguments from tradition and religion and maybe the medical field, and because they never told me I had new cells. They never told me my body, I had new organs every 11 months. Nobody never told me that. Nobody never told me I had this kind of body. If I could lock that with the spiritual truth that God has given me, man, my God, you know. Just told you a man died, 114 years old. I read his book. I read about his nutrition, how his daughter's son died at 78 because they wouldn't pay no attention. But he kept saying this. He never prepared to die in the sense of, you know, regular funeral and stuff. You know, you got to prepare to accept God, because I'm reading Revelation now. You better do something. But you got to make sure your heart right. You got to make sure you're saved. When them horses come out, boy, and them trumpets start blowing, and them angels. But in reading his book, I see more now that he emphasized he planned for the day. He never. And if you look at Matthew 6:34, you'll see why. You look at Matthew 6:34, you'll see why. See, there's sufficient evil. There's sufficient attack every day. And so we go too far on the calendar and too far on the clock and not paying attention. We're not aware, not alert enough at that moment. So one of the things you got to learn to live in the now, in the present tense. So now, so what happened, hold Corinthians, let me talk a minute. What happened is, if my body, the temple of the Holy Ghost, my body don't belong to me. If I yield it up to God, I'll get Psalm 91:16. All day long, all night long. I'll get it, you see. Because God wants me to live a long, satisfied life. Now, what about the sickness and disease in my body, Pastor? Did you ever have any sickness? Absolutely. And it has been more effective because of ignorance. Now, I remember I sort of resisted through a lack of knowledge as a Baptist boy background. I didn't fully understood inner healing. I see some of y'all still don't. Inner healing mean what I'm teaching you now. You come to the understanding that your inner man has the revelation to take care of your outer man. Your inner man, write it down. Your inner man has the revelation to take care of your outer man. He might tell you, eat two pieces of salt. I'm just trying to be real way out there. That inner man, when he give instruction, you do it. You ain't going to do nothing foolish. You do what the Spirit of God leads you. You know it's the Spirit of God. But it's just that your inner man is designed to take care of your outer man. Now, you know what the problem is? Soul. Thoughts. Imagination. You see yourself at 65 like Uncle John was. See? And you start going down, down, down. Who in their right mind, even if this was wrong, would argue with it? I try to receive it. Come on, Lord help me. You know? But it's not. It's not as biblical. You just saw you was bought at price. Well, what you going to do with Romans 8:11? Let's turn to Romans 8:11. What are we going to do with it? See, I need to go over the scripture, over and over again until they take. See, y'all stop accepting the status quo and start rejecting it and resisting it and speaking the word of God over your body. But you got to know what you're doing. You got to know. You see, because we've been trying to get health and healing, but we didn't know the whole story. But that health will come in fast. Now, healing will come in fast if you know your body is not really working against you.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, listen. I'm going to tell you, it's going to hurt. But what you're dealing with is 80% of your thoughts.
Yes, sir.
80% of what you've been thinking. Nutrition and exercise, the other 20%. See, if you really want to correct it, You correct your thinking with the scripture. That's why it says, just hold it in Romans 8:11. You're talking about being renewing your mind. It's so important for you to renew your mind, because bad thoughts come in your mind, and whatever you think, you're going to have an effect. You're going to have a condition, and you're going to have an experience. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you think when you get 65, you washed up, here come the water. See? I'll train you to stay young at 85, 90. Stay young. Just stay young all your life and live long. Live long, stay young, live long, stay young. All right? Now, here's another reason. Let me take spiritual laws are greater than natural law. You were made by spiritual law. All right? So if we take Romans 8:2 and Romans 8:11 and connect them, we got something going. Go to Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, sin and death, death, sin, sickness, weakness, all of that on the other end of that voice. So if you come back on your real end, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you go free. Yeah. See, when Jesus said John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, this is the truth, yeah.
Yes. Right.
See, society is not supposed to run the spirit.
That's right.
We who of God, our spirit supposed to run society. Now, the gospel was preached to them, but it didn't profit them. I'm preaching strong to you now, because it didn't mix it with faith. All that I'm saying, you listening? It's not going to automatically happen to you. You got an enemy. But if you know you have ability to move stronger than the enemy, Actually, Claire, I'll show you something that really, this whole Romans 8:11, 8:2 and 8:11, I'll show you something that really would help you. I'll bring it back. I want to show them that. Oh, my goodness, it flipped me. Goodness, I should have said it right in my head. Satan, no woman said. Oh, I'm going to say it now. Spirit, soul, and senses. Spirit, soul, and senses. Not only can you train your soul, you're going to have to train your senses.
Yes,
now you say, oh, no, Reverend. Just hold that. Remember I said it. Go to Hebrews 5. See, you can train your senses where your senses know the difference between evil and good. See, it's spiritually trained. Then you train your soul, your mind, your conscious, your emotion, your feeling. But then you can train your five senses. I just got enough sense not to eat a whole box of Krispy Kreme donut. I just got enough sense now. I got enough sense. I know it won't do me nothing right then, but I got enough sense not to do that, and can't do it every week. You don't need to pray about that. That's good sense. Did you see what that scripture says? In the Hebrews, I don't know exactly, it's in the latter part of the fifth chapter, verse 14. Put Hebrew 5:14. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age. You know what that means? Maturing. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Even your various senses. And see, the church have taught that senses have nothing to do with it. You know, just flow in the spirit. And then you go do dumb things in your senses. No, you got to let the spirit connect and run your whole being. And that's why he talks about in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, present your whole spirit, soul, and body to the Lord. Now, let's go back to Romans 8:11. Now, I want you to get these terms. Perpetual renewal. What that mean? That mean all the time your body is coming alive. All the time, there's new cells coming in. All the time. All the time. And the only way that they don't work is you with your mind, with old habit of growing old, neutralize it. You getting there? You're looking at me. You getting it?
Yes, sir.
This is good news.
Yes, sir.
Any one of you could be in your worst condition. Listen to me. If you start thinking along this line, because you're a child of God, those cells are coming in there.
Yes.
Now, medically, sad to say, you're not taught this. What one of y'all went to your doctor and he told you that? You got new cells coming in. I was going to call you a liar, stood up, and I want to know your doctor name, and I want to go with you with your next visit. And it's a lie. There's an old saying, what you don't know don't hurt you. That's stupid. If you're driving your yard and the man around your house with a gun, you don't know it, it don't hurt you, right? Now, what are we going to do with this voice? But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, what? Now, let's read that again. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Is he in there?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead live on the inside of you? Do you know that Jesus raising from the dead is, for lack of a better word, is the strongest or hardest move the Spirit ever made?
Yeah.
Everything else is under that?
Yeah.
Did he get up?
Yes.
Did he get up?
Yes.
So if Jesus was raised from the dead, you can raise some high blood pressure. Come on, talk to me. Sam's spirit in you, right?
Yes.
See, now, some of y'all are going to argue a little bit because you won't justify your position.
Right.
I'm not going for that.
Come on.
I'm not going for that. You're going to try to find a loophole because you know that all your generation of your family had to be right. And this scripture is wrong.
Oh, no.
You know that. And so you're going to augur it to yourself. You're going to augur. You're going to justify. And your behind going to die early. And you're going to be walking and can't walk. And somebody else going to have to feed you. Because you're not listening to what the Lord, your pastor, telling you. I'm bringing you scriptures. The scriptures are right. And everything else that go against it is wrong. God said he'd give you a long, satisfied life. You can't tell me no long, satisfied life and I can't help myself. That's not right. Now, that's not right for you to think like that.
That's right.
All right? Now, listen. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, we admit that spirit do dwell in us, right?
Yes, sir.
He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. What I mean? Make alive. Now, look, notice what the Holy Spirit, he didn't say your body. Because somebody had found a loophole. He said, what kind of body? What kind of body that is? Flesh and your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Quicken it. He's quickening, making it alive. How? With new cell. See? Now you can go look scientifically and biologically and you find that. But I mean... I'm 70 young, and I never, I mean, all through school, they didn't teach me none of this. See? And so, here's another form of slavery to the enemy by not knowing. Ignorance. See, slavery comes from ignorance. Yeah. Because, you know, them slaves could have whooped them master any day they wanted to, man. They said, everybody go crazy. But they just was programmed not to do I mean, 15 that's in the field and one man on a horse? She. But what it was? All right, the same thing I'm saying to you tonight. It's a programmed mind that tells you you got to be sick permanently. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. I want you to write the word escape down on your note and circle it. We're about to escape sickness and disease and early death. You escape it by your divine nature. Your divine nature that lives on the inside of you quicken your mortal body that you can live a long, satisfied life. Drive out sickness and disease. All right, well, what I told you tonight? 2 Peter, all right. See. You're not living up to your nature. Even the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. Your body is included in that too. They said in a long time. If you know what you're doing, you renew your mind, you renew your body. You take the thoughts of God. God said in Isaiah 55:8, I said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. If you get my thoughts, you're going to know my ways. Live long and strong. Say it, live long and strong. Now, what did I tell you in Peter, 2 Peter, right? I'd let you ask questions. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. I want you to get one of them how questions. How that could be? How can this be? That's what Nicodemus said. How can this be? God said, I'm working in another realm. You always got to remember, you're working in another realm. You're just not working in the natural. You're working in the supernatural. You're working in a realm called beyond possibility. Now in 2 Peter, I'm not going to read a whole lot. I just want you to read the rest of it, but I want to show you something. In verse 4, chapter 1, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Having escaped. The corruption that is in the world through lust. Sickness and disease is a corruption. Early death is a corruption. Just when you get seasoned enough to teach us something, you die. Just when you get smart enough to train your grandchildren, you lay up in the bed talking about goodbye. Somebody won't slap you side of the head. You should have lived longer. But you can't if you don't know how. Now, one of the greatest fear that people have, if they don't understand, is death.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, don't have a gas pan right here. I was riding the car with a bunch of men. I said, that's a gas pan. God confessed. He said, man, right when you said that, my chest, I got concerned about it. But I just said, that's a gas pan. You go to the doctor, it might be an operation. Operating on for gas. All you do is pass the gas. You ain't got to be out. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to tell you how easy this thing is. See, you can't be. God has not given us a spirit of fear. See, now I'm trying to educate you so you, when the spirit of fear come on you, you will know how to seek God's wisdom and do what God tell you to do instead of panic.
Right.
Now, what the other scripture is, what is 1 Corinthians 13:10? Yeah, talking about escaping. That's it. 1 Corinthians, there's no temptation that is not common to man. Huh? That's the wrong scripture. 1 Corinthians, what I said, 10:13, right?
10:13.
Am I right about that? Let me see, 10:13. Is that it? Huh? I want you to see the word escape. See? See, sickness, disease, early death, all are temptation. The enemy tempting to deceive you. That he got you. But what I'm teaching you now, you know better. Just like, you know, we always use that verse just for some type of sin. I said it a long time ago. It's a sin to be sick and can't get well. Because you're letting satanic power have more power than God. I don't care how long it takes. You understand me? But it don't take long. You take your healing in your mind instantly. Now, Satan's voice don't have nowhere to talk. Because your mind already said, I'm coming out. Escape. God is our means of escape. You got it? All right, let me see where I can take it now. I'm going to take it a little farther. You know what Romans 12:1 says, present your body as a living sacrifice, right? All right, write these things down. Permit the Holy Spirit to track down your health through God's word. Track down your health. Submit. I'm going too fast. Y'all slow. Permit the Holy Spirit. See, my girl don't have this. So you ain't getting it on the board. Permit the Holy Spirit to track down your health through God's word. Then this is very important. Submit to healing and help by your faith. I don't know if you have to adjust this one. Never agree with sickness and disease again.
Yes, sir.
Always stay in the resistant mode in the name of Jesus. Always stay in the reserve. Don't never come in agreement. And that way, even though the symptoms were there, but you're constantly accessing and activating your health and your rights.
Amen.
Are you here? Listen, many through the sin of omission, has become sick and sell it for less.
Yes,
sir. Sin of omission is not fighting the good fight of faith, just taking medicine. You got to fight.
Yes,
take your hand off my body.
Yes,
I don't. Now, I'm going to say this sarcastically. I don't care what nobody else had.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Because that's where you get in trouble at. So-and-so had this, and that's what happened to him. I'm not so-and-so, and I'm not having this. I go to Word of Life Christian Center. My man of God taught me different. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to lay hold upon what is rightfully mine. It's not over till I win, unless I give up. And if you're a prayer, you won't give up. Jesus fulfilled his commission to set us free from the hand of the enemy. by his blood.
Yes, sir.
Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of sin. See, all these scriptures got now become validated in knowing that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that there are cells going in our body like doctors and nurses, bringing new energy and new life, and we're becoming new all over again. No matter what age you are on the calendar, the process is still going on. And I'm going to say ain't, right? And no old cell coming in me.
Amen.
It's new, new cell. Say new, say new, new, new cell. Say it, new cell. See, because if you think old, you think everything you're dealing with is old. But the Lord designed you new. What you got to do? Receive. Know it's happening. Thank it. Renew your mind. Renew your mind, renew your body. Renew your mind, you renew your life. Renew your mind, you renew your strength. All right, let's go to these. What would I call these? I got to call these something for you to remember. I know I'm dealing with 12 switches for the supernatural. Let's deal with these five switches. Go to Psalm 103 again. We got to go. So let's start at the first verse. You get up and you start blessing. See, that soul got to come in play. And so you got to think about it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Now, listen to me. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Harmonious condition on the inside will cause harmonious conditions to be on the outside.
Yes, sir.
Notice what the psalmist said. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me.
Yes, sir.
That's your first contact.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You contact God from within. When you contact God from within properly, what you contact him about within comes upon.
Amen. Yeah, that's good, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bless the Lord, all my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. What his name is? Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer.
Yes,
Jehovah Roha. He's my shepherd. He's my protector. You see what I'm saying? Huh?
Yes,
then it says, in the next verse says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and look what he says then. And forget not all I've been teaching you these 45, 47 minutes is benefit. It's benefit from the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross. With his stripe, I am healed. I'm whole. See, you follow what I'm saying? And you got to feed that into your innermost being. All right, now, here we go. Here these five things, and it come up to a conclusion on the sixth thing. Go to the next verse. Who forgiveth all down in the... How many of y'all believe you're saved?
Amen.
How many of y'all believe God forgive you?
Yes, sir.
I had to fight you all night long and the rest of this year to tell you you're not saved.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
You know you'll fight. You can't tell me I'm not saved. I've accepted Jesus Christ. I don't care if I made a mistake. I'm saved. You have to have that same tenacity and that same boldness about the next switch. You saved, right? You healed too. But we got to put up the same fight about our healing. Our healing is, listen, you listening?
Yes.
Our health, you listening?
Yes.
Is in the same contract.
It is.
Yes, it's written in the same contract.
Yes.
It's not a separate contract.
Yes.
It's the same contract.
Yes, sir.
Go to the next verse. That's two things right there.
Yes, sir.
Then I like how you put the third one. After he forgive my iniquity, after he heal all my disease, now he said, I'm not going to let nothing else come up that you can't handle. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you a question now. Is sickness and disease a destruction?
Yes.
I'm going to ask another question. This question, you know, people don't like that. Is early death destruction?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. You're in a process of directing your children, and then you're just getting, getting them seasoned, and you leave.
Right.
Well, you're going to heaven because you're a Christian, but you went too soon.
Yes, sir.
You know, hush. Hush, somebody calling my name. Ain't calling my name for that. leave my name alone, baby. I got some more work to do. I got some more work to do, man. Who redeemed thy life from destruction. Come on, I want you to meditate all five of these things. Then he crowned you. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. I mean the Lord do a thorough job, man. Then he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, so I better take care of your mouth. I'm going to satisfy your mouth with good things. Because you can kill yourself with your mouth. I ask y'all, y'all so deep. How many of y'all ever say anything crazy? Yeah, we all did. I said, whoa, what I'm talking about here? And you got to train yourself not to say any crazy thing. And when you're around people who talk crazy, you really got to be on your toes.
Yes,
then they say something crazy and you don't agree with them. You going out into the whole church. Y'all just think y'all know everything. Just, I know some things. And I ain't about to say that dumb thing you saying. Come on, I don't be able to make it. I ain't with you, baby. Now, look at the latter part of that verse. So that what? So that what? Now, what are you telling the young people here? He telling the people 15? Is renewed like the eagle. Where is Isaiah 40? Isaiah 40, 30 or 31? 31. Go to Isaiah 40, 31. Jesus Christ and all his angels. May all the disciples slap you side the head tonight. Now you understand what God is trying to tell you. But they that wait upon the Lord, yeah, he is again. Shall renew that strength. What? Yeah, he is again. Renew. You know what renewed strength means? Huh?
Yes, sir.
That weakness from that so-called sickness, God going to give me strength.
Yes.
I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Don't become condemned because you're dealing with something.
That's right.
There are things I dealt with for years. I fought them out. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All I knew, people don't want to use this, but I knew God's grace was sufficient. And I knew he had too many other words to tell me that I don't have to have whatever the enemy say I'm having. So you just keep on fighting, baby. Just look at me. Just keep on fighting, baby. Just don't give up. See? Just keep on fighting. Say no. And you're going to say, you got to say 1,000 times no to your mind. Your mind is worse than your body. Your mind just read and say, oh, bad report. Give your body 3 good reports. See, you can go right in this psalm and give it a report. See, he redeemed my life from destruction. See, that's some good switches there. All right, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wing as eagle. They shall run. And not be worried, they shall walk. And not faint. See that man 2 minutes in the morning, he knew I got his voice. He said, we was walking. He said, they shall walk, I was walking. So, let me close with this. You wrote this down? Perpetual renewal. That means your cells are coming in your body every minute brand new. Perpetual renewal. Perpetual repair.
Yes.
See, you got to get it in your mind because, see, your thinking, Ty, the thinking is the one that is messing the scale up.
Right.
The old adage about you got to have something
right. And
how old you are. Now, the habit of getting old is a habit. Now, you are living long, don't get me wrong. And you do, according to the calendar, you do have years, but that's not what you're living by. You're living in the now. When you're living in the now, you don't have time to prepare to die. Now, I tell you, when I was a little boy, I had a funeral home man named Gusta. And Gusta would ride to see how you're doing.
Wow.
You remember my friend? Yeah. My granddad would tell me, there come Gusta. He's looking for who ready to go. And he come there just nice. How you shake your hand, talk. But I be checking you out all the time. Say, it won't be long now. Oh, Gus, I'll never forget Gus. Gus buried many people. Yeah. I mean, he was a real, I'll tell you somebody else recently was like that. I'll tell you, he just died. Hammer was a very kind man, but he'll talk to you, boy. He'll talk to you. But he'll win you. He'll win you. Let him have my body. He's just a nice guy. But that's that business. Your business is to stay alive, child. That's good enough. We'll go home early tonight, all right?